You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So she was here last week on a rampage, Ireland.
Really?
On a rampage.
How so?
Momo. Well, she took over the show.
Okay.
She was the one for two segments, and she really, really, Brian, how would you describe it?
Off the wall.
Off the wall. That's a good way to describe it. Yes. Joining us right now is the Momo Shelburne. Momo, what's up?
I can already see how this is going to go.
What do you mean?
I can just see where this is going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what? All going to get put on me.
As it should. Momo.
You and Greg are the ones talking about it during the break.
Right. At some point during the break, during a break last Friday, the subject of you sometimes spitting while you're talking came up.
Yeah.
Okay. Momo then put it on the show and did like a whole segment on it, which I thought was so, I thought beyond the pale, Momo.
Well, let me say this. She's not wrong.
No, I know. But I don't like to bring it up. I mean, occasionally I feel like there should be a piece of plexiglass up here. But I mean,
if you notice about me, I always have liquid in front of me because one of the things that when I went to a speech therapist, when I got the Laker job, and I found out I was going to keep the show and do the Laker job. So sometimes I'd be talking for like 8 hours
yes,
a day.
Yes, yes.
The thing the speech therapy said, the critical thing is you have to drink a lot of liquid.
Yes.
You have to keep your mouth from drying out.
Mm-hmm.
And the byproduct of that is sometimes I, shall I say it's
yes.
good to have a windscreen.
Yeah, it is.
I don't mind that.
Shay nicknamed you Juicy Mouth John, which I thought was somewhat offensive.
Again, not wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so Momo, I brought up on the question of the day that Kim Mulkey, who Mason claims he doesn't know, but I think he does know
I Google her. Yeah, I think I know who she is. She's a women's basketball coach.
And this is a kind of a social experiment here. Brittany Griner was the best player she ever coached. Brittany Griner is getting her number retired at Baylor in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
On a night where Kim Mulkey is in Texas, I think they play Texas A&M the next night. She's like an hour away.
Right.
They have not talked. They've had a falling out. Kim Mulkey was very silent when Brittany was incarcerated over in Russia. They don't like each other. But many people are lobbying Kim Mulkey, because of her standing in the sport, to show up for that jersey retirement and bury the hatchet. If you were running that event, Momo, do you try and get Kim Mulkey to show or no?
Absolutely not. Like, no. If this was going to happen, it needs to happen in private, away from all of this. And also, that would be who does this benefit? Kim Mulkey, not Brittany. Like, this is Griner's night, you know? Why would you give any of that shine to Kim Mulkey?
So but you
like,
think...
Just to let you know, I'm completely with you. Mace thinks they should... Someone should be the bigger person.
Bury the hatchet and do the thing for cameras. You don't have to really like the person, but just go there, smile, shake hands, hug, and move along.
Now, I think if it's genuine, if it's like a genuine
doesn't
thing,
even need to be.
Then
just totally fake the whole damn thing.
I don't think that helps Brittany at all. Like, here's the thing about Kim Mulkey. Maybe you know her. Do you remember when we played, maybe this was Ireland played the sound. Do you remember when she like was coughing and at the press conference?
Oh, yeah, I remember this. Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then she made a joke like, oh, sorry, I don't know if it's COVID or not. I guess we'll find out later. You know?
Right, right.
They're not testing anymore. You know, that's kind of funny, right? But it was Kim Mulkey is like a giant personality, even though she's probably shorter than me, okay?
Right.
And she's just the loudest one. Like, she has Angel Reese on her team and manages to outshine Angel Reese.
Who is like, the loudest person in the sport.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, like, to me, this is more of, like, Kim Mulkey is, they didn't get along when they were at Baylor. I don't think Brittany has talked a lot about this publicly, about just kind of never feeling welcomed at Baylor and never feeling welcome with Kim. kind of his lifestyle, right? Like, you know, Baylor is in Waco, Texas. John, that's your neck of the woods. You know all about that.
Right, right. Yeah, I used to live down near there. Yeah. Well, and part of this, and let's put all the cards on the table.
Yeah.
Part of this is that's in the Bible Belt. Brittany Griner is a proud lesbian woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird fit. And Kim strikes me as somebody who would line up behind the school in that scenario.
Right.
But Romo, it would be the equivalent of, I can tell you, and you know this, Ramona, because you were right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
There were people that thought Shaq and Kobe would never, ever make up. And they did. And it was a really cool moment for Laker fans because they did not get along when they played, especially at the end. And it was awkward. And then after Shaq retired, they made up.
Yes.
So if they were to do it, Ramona, I want to be clear here. I'm with you. I don't think Kim Mulkey should be there. But if they were to do it, it would be a really cool story, wouldn't it?
It would, but I want it to be genuine. I don't want the fake niceties.
I say fake it.
The only one that benefits is Kim Mulkey.
Fake it.
You know, like,
totally
I
fake
don't
it.
Think it benefits Griner. Well, you're about to hear a lot from Brittany Griner. She's got a book coming out about the stay in the Russian prison. And I think we did her documentary, ESPN. I think ESPN bought it. I remember reading
it. So, Momo, Ireland brought up a little bit earlier. I've got two major grudges, professional grudges in life. One is against Alfonso Ribeiro. And the other one is against Steve Hartman. Now, if either one of them show up at our Hall of Fame induction ceremony, it is immediately forgiven. I will immediately bury the hatchet with either or both if they show up at the award. Does that make me to me, that makes me reasonable.
Yeah, but that's like, if they showed up out of the goodness of their heart because they genuinely wanted to show respect and support, then that's a genuine gesture.
Yeah.
But if they showed up, what if Alfonso shows up and starts mocking you again? Like he did.
Well, that's different.
All right, now, Ramona,
that's different.
Even if she was faking it, okay? Even if Kim Mulkey was faking it, if she showed up, didn't dress in wild colors or, you know, outlandish outfit, which is her norm. She dressed in Baylor colors. You know, she had a bad falling out with Baylor when she left.
Yeah.
If she dressed in green and yellow and she refused to do interviews and didn't talk to the press, she just did it to support Brittany, and then she left, would that be a good thing?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Because that would show me it was like a genuine show of respect and support.
Right. Okay.
Right.
All right. Now, let's
see what happens.
I mean, if you know Kim Mulkey, I find her to be a fun personality in college sports. I wish there were more personalities like that in women's basketball. Like, she says it's on her mind. She's controversial on a lot of topics. Like, it's good. It's good for us in the media, right? I enjoy her, right? And I find her to be entertaining, and a really good coach, right?
Right.
And clearly her players like her because she keeps getting all the transfers. So she's clearly got some. You know, John, do you know, you remember when Louisiana Tech used to be the best program in women's basketball?
Yeah,
I go all the way back to the 80s.
I worked in that market in the 80s, and we used to run their highlights before we'd run the men's highlights. They were that big of a deal.
And that's where she went to school, and that's where she played.
Okay.
She was a lady texter.
Yeah, they are the biggest thing in Ruston, which is where Carl Malone went and everybody else. Nobody was ever as big as the women. They were the whole deal. All right, Momo, let's pivot to the Lakers. We had a clip from Woj earlier where he believes the D'Angelo Russell situation has changed. He says a month ago he was there for the taking if another team wanted to come and get him, and he has played himself into the good grace of the Lakers. And now it's different. Do you think we now have about a little less than 21 hours left before the trade deadline? Do you think this time tomorrow D'Angelo Russell is on the Lakers?
Ooh, I would say I'll give that since we're all into weather reporting these days, right?
Especially you.
I was down to the hour. I was checking local radar.
Ramona's dream is to be a TV weather person.
Oh, that's right.
This was so fun for me the last week.
Somebody should have put you out in the rain so you could report. Oh, I mean, you'd be great in the rain.
oh my God, it's my dream. Like, get me with a slicker and I no umbrella. I just want to be the tough girl with a flame slicker out there.
And you'd be talking about a polar vortex and, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Oh, and, my friend and I were going to meet for coffee and she goes, I don't think we should drive in this rain. I go, let me check the radar. And I checked the radar.
That a girl.
The Doppler radar.
All right, so what percent?
We got about an hour window. It was great.
All right, Momo, what percentage chance do you give D'Angelo Russell of being on the Lakers tomorrow? And keep in mind, I like D'Lo. I'm a fan of his. I want him to be on the team, but I know he could be traded. What percentage chance is he still on the team tomorrow?
At about 70%.
That's good. I'll take it.
About 70%. So here's what I think is going on. This is the last couple of hours, now days, hours, whatever, of posturing. And the Hawks have to decide if DeJounte Murray is as valuable in the offseason to teams as he is right now. And if they don't like the offers they're getting right now, because I don't think the Lakers are the only team that have expressed interest, right?
Right.
I think the Nets are interested. I think the Bucks are interested. There's a number of other teams that could use a guy just like that. And so the only question is, are any of the teams that are controlling all of what do the Hawks want for him? And B, are any of those going to help them save face for what they gave up for him? The Lakers have kind of put their best foot forward. The Hawks have not accepted that deal yet. But if they don't get any other offers, like nobody makes their best offer now. So if the Hawks don't get any better offers by tomorrow at 11 a.m., okay, it's an hour before the trade deadline, do they decide, you know what, we'll just stay pat and try to do this again at the draft?
Here's what.
Or
yeah, go ahead.
Do they go, okay, we're not getting any improvement on the offer. Maybe they get the Lakers to throw in something else, you know, whatever, improve the offer a little bit, and they just do it.
Okay, so
the hang-up has always been the third team.
Momo, here's my question, because it seems like it's trending towards not doing much. That's what it sounds like. LeBron has been pretty, I won't say he hasn't been vocal, but he certainly sent the message that he wants something to happen.
He's been active.
What if they do nothing? How does LeBron take that?
I think you'll see. I mean, look, this happened 2 years ago. Do you remember that when the Lakers were going nowhere and
right.
they didn't trade Westbrook? And it was sort of a message sent from, you know, the front office to the players, like, this is the team you guys wanted. Make it work. So, and they didn't, right?
Right.
They didn't make it work. They didn't make the play-in tournament that year. They beat the Warriors, yada, yada.
But, Momo, the dynamic is LeBron is, I mean, technically he could walk away at the end of this season.
Technically, but I don't think what they do at the trade deadline has anything to do with that. And I don't think they really believe he wants to walk away. I think the only way he walks away is if, you know, this thing with Bronny, if he has to
right.
go someplace else to play with him or whatever. But I think they call that bluff. They've done it before. Like, we've seen them call that bluff before. And, you know, and essentially what Wode said on the show today, I think that's right, is you wait for Gabe Vincent to come back, you get Cam Reddish back, you start playing better, you pick a lineup and go with it. Now, they may try to upgrade in the front court, right? That's an area where I think they could use something. They've been trying to find a more traditional point guard. They have Skylar Mays, right? It's sort of, you know, this guy they got from Portland. Like, maybe there's something on the margins. I don't see anything big, though.
Right.
Last thing. I said this to Mace earlier. Doesn't it make sense for both sides, both the player and the team, for the Warriors to trade Klay Thompson?
No.
Why?
Because they have his bird rights. So I think him being an expiring contract, unless you're trading for another expiring contract, the number one thing the Warriors have to do is preserve is try to stay under that second apron, right? That's the new hard cap, essentially.
Right.
So he and Chris Paul are expiring contracts. They can get something for them in the offseason if they decide to do the trade, but Klay's having somewhat of a poor season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think his market value is lessened just by him playing it out. And the only thing he can do is improve his market by playing better. And then if they decide to keep him, they keep him at whatever rate you know, that he can justify on the market, what they can do. But I don't think you get anything for him. This is going to sound really insulting, and I don't mean it to come across this way. But what are they getting for Klay Thompson right now?
They're getting out from under that money, and they're doing Klay a favor because it's embarrassing him if they sit him on the end of the bench and don't play him.
They're not getting out from any money. Like, he's expiring.
Right.
But then they get at least something.
But then they get something for him instead of just letting him walk. Well, what if he, like, Ramona, you could get 2 second round picks for him, and then you're doing Klay a favor.
Is that good? 2 second round picks for a future Hall of Famer?
Right, but I'm
for a guy with that kind of history with your franchise.
Well, matching the money is going to be the most difficult thing because he makes a lot of money. Yeah. Hey, Momo, what are you doing? Momo, what are you doing for 2/8/24 tomorrow?
Okay, so we have a fight. I'm doing the trade deadline.
Yep.
Then we finish the show at 2 p.m., so I have an hour and a half to kill in between that and the ceremony. So we're going to – maybe I'll stop by if I can.
Yeah, come by the Nixo Lounge at the East Central Hotel. Yeah. We're right across the street.
Okay. Yeah, why not?
All right.
I'll be at that building, and then I'm going to walk over. I don't know. Do you think we need to get there early? It's inside, right? Isn't that where the
– No.
No.
It's outside.
It's outside. There's a gigantic tent out there.
Oh, that's how they're doing it. Okay. Because it has like a they sent you a ticket instead of a credential. It was interesting.
Interesting.
So I didn't know where it was. Yeah. Okay. I was like, how is it indoors if it's statue?
All right, Momo. So we want to see you tomorrow at the Nixo Lounge. Come on over.
All right.
See you, Momo.
Thanks, Momo.
Bye.
That is Momo. Hey, I want to thank, my Aunt Linda Grove is in town, and her friend Gina, and they're watching right now on the YouTube. And
I want to
congratulate Linda, who just recently beat cancer.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, so congratulations to Aunt Linda.
As big of a win as you can get.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mentioned this, but East Central Hotel tomorrow, 2/8/24, it's a celebration of an amazing legacy. It's going to be unveiled in greatness forever. Me, Shidano, Cap, Ireland, all broadcasting live from the balcony of the Nixo Lounge at the East Central Hotel from 1 to 5:30, right across the street from the entire celebration. And we've got ticket giveaways and merch and food and drinks and a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's game against the Nuggets. Special thanks to our friends at Anheuser-Busch and Michelob Ultra for celebrating with us. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Coming up next, John, you've said the magic words for me. I get very
Pagoda
excited. Pagoda projections are out.
All right, I got them.
We'll do them coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And super week. Everything's super this week. Alex Michelson, our friend from Channel 11, is brokering a deal to have Momo do the weather on Channel 11.
It will
11.
Make her life.
Oh, my God.
This is like giving me a date with Kate Beckinsale.
That's
this
a
is like
lifetime
her dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we hope that works out, and we'll bring you that on social when she does it. They're working on it now. All right, thank you to Andrew Anson from Fullerton. He is the latest guy to win 2 squares in our Island Super Squares contest. You can get your squares and then have a chance to win great Islands gift cards if you win any of the quarters, including the final score, which is the big prize. All right, so, John, there's this thing called the Pagoda projections.
By the way, do you know what Pagoda stands for?
It has something to do with a former player. Player, right?
No. Oh, it is a sabermetric system for forecasting baseball player performance, but here's what it stands for. It's an acronym. Player Empirical Comparison and Optimization Test Algorithm. But we just know them as the Pacoda projections.
The Pacoda projections,
so they put a whole bunch of numbers in the computer, and they are freakishly accurate as to how many games your team is going to win.
Okay.
So before we get into the good teams,
yeah,
what team do you think they predict will have the worst season? And I will give you a hint. It is not the A's.
Oh, it's not the A's.
It is not the A's. It is a National League team. They project this team will win 58 games.
Not Miami, is it?
Nope.
Miami's actually decent.
Yeah, Miami is. They've got winning 80 games.
Chicago?
Is it the Nationals? Very close. The Nationals are second. 58.3.
Second to last.
The team that is last is 57.7. And they're in the Dodgers division.
Oh, the Rockies?
The Rockies.
Yeah.
50s. They're predicting they go 58-104.
Oh, God. Bless those people.
All right. So, Mace, you're normally pretty good at this. What team, according to the Pacoda projections, will have the best year?
Come on. It's the Dodgers.
How many wins are they projecting?
Well, remember, I made that crazy bet that they're going to win 115.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously too high for the Pacoda projections. I will say 104.
You're close. 102.
102.
101.9.
Okay. That's right. A lot of wins.
Who's second in Major League Baseball to the Dodgers? This team they're projecting wins 100 games even.
Another 100 team win. It's either the Astros or the Braves.
It's the Braves. That's 162 awesome. Is the projection. There's actually, the Astros are third, but they're just 1/10 of a percentage point ahead of another team. The Astros are at 94.6. The team I'm looking at is 94.5.
Yep, it's got to be the Yankees.
It is the Yankees.
Yeah, Juan Soto. Yeah,
right. Okay.
Big addition for them.
Nobody else predicted to win over 90 games.
Nobody else over 90?
No, the it goes top five are Dodgers 102, Braves 100, Astros 95, Yankees 94, and the next team at 88.3 is pretty surprising. I don't think you're going to get this. It's an American League team at 88.3.
Oh, American League team.
Yeah.
Mariners.
No, the Mariners are at 85. The Minnesota Twins are at 88.3.
Yeah, they made the playoffs last year.
Toronto 88.1. The closest division is the American League East. They have Yankees 95, Blue Jays 88, Orioles 87, Rays 87.
Okay.
And Boston dead last at 80.
Wow.
Anybody else you're curious about?
Angels. I'll take a shot.
Okay.
75.
So close. 74.3.
Oh, that's nice. Crazy.
Yeah, 74.3. They got them finishing fourth behind Houston, Texas, and Seattle.
But ahead of the A's, right?
Yeah, A's are at 64.
64. That's a crazy situation because the mayor of Oakland, yeah. The mayor of Vegas now says, we don't want the A's.
Yeah, tell them to go back and talk to the mayor of Oakland.
I got to tell you, I have multiple friends in Vegas, and they all hate the stadium and the fact that the Raiders are there.
Really?
Because
they love the hockey team.
Taxes. The taxes went up.
I thought it was going to be a tax on hotels.
But it's hurt. It's hurt hotel rates.
Oh.
So they kind of. Some people think it backfired. I mean, I think it's pretty cool. I've not been to that place. Have you been to that place?
The Roomba?
The Roomba.
I want to go.
I've walked all the way around it, but I've never been in it.
Yeah, I'd like to go to see an event there.
I've done several games where it at. Is it called
T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
Yeah, that's where the Lakers play their preseason games,
right.
And that's where the in-season tournament was.
Yeah.
That's where the Golden Knights play. But I've never been inside the Roomba where
it looks
the Super
cool.
Bowl is going to be.
Looks cool.
Yeah, and I think it'll be a very fun place to have a Super Bowl. Can you imagine how hard it's going to be to get tickets to U2 at the Sphere on Saturday night?
Oh, wow.
The night before the Super
Bowl.
Oh,
yeah, that's just outrageous. That's got to be outrageous. Yeah.
Your hack isn't going to work.
No, not that night.
No,
I,
not
I
that
say
night.
That if you download the Game Time app and check it, that a lot of times people are looking to dump their seats.
Right.
But that won't be the case on that night. The NFL's probably bought all the seats.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm looking at this Joe Buck story. Joe Buck is doing the game.
No, he's not.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. ESPN's Joe Buck says, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
CBS doing the game. It's obviously Jim Nantz
and Tony Romo. Joe Buck says he has no desire to be in Vegas before the game. He says something is bound to happen. There's going to be some story. There's going to be something that happens because it's Vegas and it won't stay in Vegas. It's going to be a big something that happens. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. I just think that it is going to be a mess in my mind.
Well, when the NBA played their All-Star game there, yep. It was a mess.
Was it a mess?
And when, even in Super Bowls where they're not in Vegas, there have been weird. Like, remember Barrett Robbins, center for the Raiders?
We talked about him last week. You know, he had a mental health diagnosis. He was diagnosed as bipolar.
And
he went to Mexico and
the night before the Super Bowl. And then the Raiders got their
doors blown
off.
That was the one in San Diego,
off.
Right? Yeah, that was the Tampa one.
I was actually at that Super Bowl but did not attend the game. I did a show right up to the Super Bowl, pregame show, and then left.
I got fired the day after the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was the Kevin Kiley thing.
That was the Kevin Kiley thing. He threw. I ended up under the bus with Kevin Kiley.
You interviewed, if I remember correctly, a prostitute about what the rates were like that week.
Correct.
In Whoa. San Diego.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when we say we did it, he did it.
And you were along for the
ride. I was along for the ride. It was his show.
Well, you and I have been suspended for things that people have done on the air when we just were sitting there and didn't do anything.
That is correct.
And we get suspended. So
it
happens.
We did get suspended, yeah. All right, coming up next for you, I've got some good Super Bowl prop bets.
Good. I need some.
Maybe I can entice you. Plus, we've got Game of Games coming up, and I think everybody's sort of off to a slow start. It's early in the month.
Yeah, it's Brian's game. So
Brian's game.
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
Also a great one.
Excellent. Brian does good games. Brian does good games. All right, we got all that coming up for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Thank you. Thank you for that. So I was talking to my friend Spencer over at Commerce Casino, texting back and forth today. You know, I love playing poker. It's my game. I play a lot. And the only place that I ever play is Commerce Casino. What?
I'll tell you later. Okay. Finish your spot.
That's why I am excited about my new partnership with Commerce. It is, and this is a fact, the largest poker room in the world. Largest poker room in the world. I win some, I lose some, but I think I probably win more than I lose. But no matter what, great place to play. In fact, I'm hitting the tables. I'm going on Saturday. It's my regular poker day. Get this. Commerce Casino gave away over $1 million in promotions in January alone, and they're going to give away $20 million in promotions in 2024. LA Poker Classic going on right now through March the 3rd. I'm definitely playing in it. I will see you at the tables at Commerce Casino. Don't forget, also the home of Mandy's 3. Do you want to say something next?
I'll do it next.
All right. That's coming. Whatever it is, I'm interested. It's coming in Ireland. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So reportedly, I did something stupid.
Again.
What now?
All right, let me start with a question.
Okay.
How much weed do you smoke?
Do
you get stoned every day?
I have gummy every day, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know how I know that?
Why?
This tweet you sent an hour ago.
Okay, what's it say?
Thanks to Sports Radio Pod, that's Barrett Sports Media, yep. Who the rankings came out today, the best shows in the country. We're number 3. For ranking me in Ireland, number 3 for major market midday show rankings again this year. For the record, we have never been number 1. Hashtag stretch goal.
I don't think we've ever been number 1.
We were number 1 in 2017.
No way.
How did you forget
that?
We
were not number 1.
I'll bet you $1 million.
$1 million.
Whoa, that's a lot.
I don't got that Manhattan Beach money.
So I was so
sure of it,
I went back and looked up the direct message I sent to Jason Barrett in 2017. Hey, Jason, thanks much for sending this. Much appreciated. John, you should feel, you and Steve should feel very good that you are at the top of your industry and ranked number one. We were number one in 2017.
Well, that was a long time ago.
What is wrong with you?
Long time ago.
You live for awards.
These awards roll in. I can't even keep track of them.
That is not true.
I cannot even keep track of the awards.
Is awards.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I've got so many awards.
You've already forgotten that we were number one in 2017.
Hard to keep them straight. I get so many awards. We've been
number
one in different
like,
things.
We were number three last year, and we're number three again this year. So we're not, you know, we always say we're getting better or getting worse. We're staying the same, which sucks.
Yeah. We were number one.
In 2017.
Huh. I didn't get a plaque or anything.
No. You got the satisfaction of a job well done.
Do you not get a plaque when you're number one?
Apparently not.
A small trophy?
We'll make you one.
I'm building in my new studio that I'm building.
Yeah.
I have got a backdrop.
Nice.
Like they have on
like a TV
like
backdrop.
Good so move. I'm trying to decide what things to put there. And I think should I put a Mandy in the back of behind me, or is that too big and too ostentatious?
You want me to give you one of my six Bob Miller awards? You can put those
I've
back
got
there.
Three Bob Miller awards.
Well,
I figure
I'll give
I'll
you all six
there.
Of mine, then you put nine, and you look like you're like a big...
look fantastic, you know, wouldn't it?
I need to take notes.
Have I mentioned lately that the Culture Pop podcast is streaming now on YouTube? Search out the Culture Pop podcast channel.
You have not mentioned it lately, and I love the Culture Pop podcast. Yeah. Who's on right now?
Right now is... you watch that show, The Way Home, on... It's
Annie McDowell's show.
Yeah, Annie McDowell. It's Kyler Lee, the lead person on that show.
Okay, so
she was the original girl in Not Another Teen Movie. An underrated classic.
Yeah. Well, and the amazing thing about that is, it's a show. That show, it's on Hallmark.
Yes.
And it's about like going back in time.
Yep.
So Annie McDowell, who has let her hair go gray.
Yes.
She, when they do the back in time stuff, she dyes her hair back to what it was.
Right.
So she's got to like shoot in sequential order.
Yeah. Now I knew this would be Maria Fisher, who's like works at Hallmark Channel.
How do I not know this?
How
do I not know who Maria Fisher is?
She's like an executive PR. She's the one that set up Kyler on the show and set up Andy on the show.
I would like to have lunch with her. I have many questions
about
the Hallmark Channel.
She's awesome, and they're really they're leveling up all their programming.
Laura, you're like me. You're a Hallmarky.
Oh yeah.
You know, I watched what did I watch this morning? There was something on this morning I watched on Hallmark.
Yeah,
that's on ESPN. Hallmark and Bravo are the wallpaper in the Ireland house.
Is that right?
Those are what's on when other things are going on.
Interesting.
All right, babe. Oh, now we're not going to have time. We'll both make Mythical Money Bet prop bets tomorrow.
Okay, we'll do that tomorrow.
At the live show.
By the way,
listeners are invited to the live show.
Yeah,
right?
You're allowed to come out. Yes. Nixo Lounge, yep. East Central Hotel, right across the street from the big celebration.
The turnout at our last live show was massive. That
it
was the
was
one
great.
We did in the parking lot at Ralph's in Redondo Beach.
It was amazing.
Matter of fact, the BB Go guys emailed me yesterday and said that was one of their favorite remotes of the year.
That was one of my favorite remotes we've done in years.
Yeah, that was really, really
great.
They loved it. And they told me, you know, yesterday was the last day to enter the BB Go sweepstakes to win courtside seats.
Yep.
They said the response to that was staggering.
That's great.
They said their sales are up like 200%.
That's awesome. You know, here's my question, and you may know this. So Big Tent across the street.
Is it up yet?
There is a Big Tent across
the
street.
Yes,
there is. Because they were thinking, they said if the weather broke, they were going to yank the tent so they could fit more people in. So we'll see if they can.
As of this moment, there's a Big Tent. So you can't see the statue at all.
Okay.
Tomorrow night when you go to the game, you will be able to see the statue and get your picture taken with it.
No,
tomorrow night at the game you can't?
The first time you'll be able to see it, I think, but they're still going to have it roped off. The first time you can take pictures with it, I am told. Now, this may be updated later,
right.
But the last I heard from the Lakers was 10 o'clock Friday morning.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
They're gonna. Is that sound right, Laura?
Yeah, that's exactly what's been
they're
put
They're going to take
there.
The barricades down 10 o'clock Friday morning,
awesome.
And you can go take pictures with it.
All right, cool. That's a big day tomorrow. Big day.
All right, coming up next, Game of Games, Brian Cohen's game. The month, you know, we're only on the seventh day, and I don't think even anybody has two. I think it's been, like, super spread out.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I don't have any this month, so we've got a chance. Brian, do you want to preview your game or not so much?
I played them a couple times today, I'll say that.
Okay, got it. Hey, I'm loving my partnership with the Southern California Hyundai dealers. First thing I did when we teamed up, went out and signed a lease for a 2024 Elantra Hybrid. I'm getting like 50 miles a gallon. It's amazing.
That's a good-looking car, too.
It is a sharp car. Difference maker for your budget. And for a week, I got to drive one of their 2024 Ioniq 6 spectacular cars. You can make it your first official all-electric ride. I've also checked out the stylish Sonata and the adventure-ready Santa Fe. Hyundai's got the right car for you, and every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. For confidence now and miles down the road, do like I did. Get in and get away with a great deal. It's your journey. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, Game of Games next, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and I'm looking for the score here for the month. It is Bergman 1, Shadano 1, Pepe 1, and Beto 1.
All right, and that means you and I need to get on the board. And we welcome to the show the great Scott Kaplan,
Cappy!
Who set Mason and I up with these shoes, these Skechers slip-on shoes.
Fantastic.
That are spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are
really
great.
I just told Cap I'm going out and buying three more colors.
Yeah,
thank
I want,
you,
I want some more colors, too.
Yeah. That is a well. Wait, I'm gonna pay. I'm not asking.
Oh no, I was asking Cap.
Yeah,
I want
no,
some more
I know,
colors.
Because I got them in black, white, gray, and blue.
See, so
wow.
We're. I got the blue.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go out and buy the black and the gray.
Okay, and I'm gonna
white,
wait for Cap.
White'll get too dirty.
Yeah.
Hey, King.
They got tan. I take tan.
You know, I'm
they
sure
have.
They do. As a matter of fact. Yeah.
All right. So Brian Cohen's game. Brian, what do we got today?
Got a little. Bob Marley God. Game. There we go.
We're good. Oh, Bob Marley game.
Bob Marley game.
Bob Marley, a birthday yesterday. It would have been 79. So,
yep.
Perfect.
Myrna Ireland's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Aww.
There we go.
Oh, happy birthday, Myrna.
All right. What do we got, Brian?
All right. Here we go. Number one. It's going to be a little bit of a finish the lyric, multiple choice
oh,
kind
no.
of a deal.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
For the first one here, which Bob Marley song includes the lyrics? No bullet can stop us now. We neither beg nor we won't bow. Is it A, Exodus, B, Waiting in Vain, or C, Jammin'?
Laura.
Jammin', C.
Mace.
Jammin'.
I will also go Jammin'. Cappy?
Since everybody went Jammin', I'm going something else. What were the other two?
Exodus or Waiting in Vain?
Waiting in Vain.
Should have went with the crowd. It is Jammin'.
Yeah. Jammin'.
All right, so everybody's on the board except
yeah,
Cap.
Yeah, we better know that one. I play this 10 times a
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, number two here. Oh, which Lord. Marley album spent 56 straight weeks? Ooh. On the UK top chart.
All right.
Yeah.
Must what are the choices? Bones.
Survival.
Okay. Go back. Do me a favor. Can you go back to Lars' mic and can you switch places real quick?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
switch places because your mic is.
Your mic sucks.
Is terrible.
And then Laura, just slide to that mic.
Yeah, slide to that
there.
Mic and then you slide there and
we
then
jamming.
We slide
all
there.
All right.
Jamming.
So the question is, which one of Bob Marley's albums was number one in the UK for 56 straight weeks? All right, Brian, what are the choices?
All right, so the choices are...
You sound much better, by the way.
Thank you, thank you. Is it A, Survival, B, Exodus, or C, Burnin'?
Mace, this is you.
That's Exodus.
I agree. Exodus, Cap.
Exodus.
Laura.
With the crowd.
It is Exodus.
Okay, everybody's on the board now.
I know a little, Marley.
Right, what's number three?
All right, here we go. What album was the Wailers' 1965 debut album? Is it So Rebels, Soul Revolution, or The Wailing Wailers?
I will go the Wailing Wailers, Cappy.
Soul Revolution.
Laura.
I'm going with Cappy, Soul Revolution.
I am also on Soul Revolution.
It is the Wailing Wailers.
Boom!
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
Took the lead.
The Wailing Wailers. Wow.
All right, Cappy,
four.
You're first on
seems
this
like
one. Here
a
we go,
stupid
number
name,
four.
Just, I think.
How many studio albums, the total number of studio albums Bob released? Is it A, 13, B, 11, or C, 15?
13, 11, or 15, Cap?
11.
Laura.
13.
Mace.
15.
Well, there's a weird 13 thing going on
yep.
here
it
today.
Is.
I'm going 13.
It is 13.
Ah!
Yeah.
Okay. Cappy and I got it. All right, it's Ireland 4, everybody else 2.
I got it too.
Oh, Laura, then you have 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to be honest here and
you
tell
didn't
you
get
that
it.
I got 11. I said
yeah.
11.
Oh, you
I
said it, so I had it wrong. Laura got it.
It.
All right, so Laura
see, that,
Cap,
that's honesty.
Down.
That's,
that is.
No, that's just straight up honesty.
We don't see a lot of it around here.
No, for sure.
All right, go ahead, Brian.
All right, number 5 here. Where was Bob Marley's live album recorded? Was it in A, London, B, Paris, or C, the United States?
Laura.
Sorry, Paris.
Mace.
Paris.
I'm going to go London.
Me too. London.
It is London.
Oh, yeah. No. Ireland is running away with this.
I got five. Laura has three, and Mace and Cappy have two.
That's so embarrassing.
Especially for the two of us.
Yeah, for the two of us. Right. I mean, we've lived the life.
Right.
You're not dead yet. How many more you got, Brian?
I got four more.
Okay. We're way more like Marley than Ireland, and he's winning.
Here we go. What would Bob Marley's favorite strain of cannabis? Is it A, Blue Dream, B, Lamb's Bread, or C, Bubba Kush?
Mace.
Lamb's Bread.
What was the first one?
Blue Dream.
I'll go Blue Dream. Cappy.
I'm going with the Kush.
Laura.
I have to go different from Ireland, so I'm going C, whatever the last one was.
Bubba Kush. It is. Mace got this one. Lamb's Bread.
Lamb's Bread.
Yeah, wait, why did I go against Mason on a weed question?
I know my strains.
All right, how many you got left, Brian?
Weird time, though. Back then, they didn't talk about strains.
Four more?
No.
You got a bunch. Okay, go ahead.
Here's another
finish the lyric.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. I got this.
All right, No Woman, No Cry. Here we go. No Woman, No Cry, one more time. I've got to say, oh, little. Is it A, little darling, please don't shed no tears? Or B, little darling, please don't shed your tears?
Oh, jeez.
All right, so read the choice A and B again. We got a 50% shot here. A is what?
A, little darling, please don't shed no tears. Or B, little darling, please don't shed your tears.
Mace, A or B?
Don't shed your tears.
I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna say it's no tears.
Yeah, I'm
Cappy.
Going, no tears.
Laura.
I'm going A.
It is A, no tears.
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, so Laura got it.
Am I out of this
Cappy
now?
Cappy got it. Ireland got it. I have six and you have three. No, there are three left. Yeah. You still have a chance.
Okay.
I'll go
Wait,
first.
What's the score real quick, Ireland?
So Ireland six, Laura four, Mason Cappy three each.
Okay.
So everybody's still alive.
Let's go.
Here we go, Mace. Another marijuana question for you.
Oh, good.
Oh crap, and I have to go first.
According to NBC News, Bob Marley said in an interview he smoked about how much marijuana a week.
Okay.
Is it A, half pound, B, 1 pound, or C, about 2 pounds?
Ireland, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go in the middle. I'm going to go 1 pound. Cappy.
I'm going to say about 2 pounds.
Laura.
I'm going to go with Ireland, 1 pound.
Mace.
Ooh,
you need to go opposite of me.
Okay. I'll go about 2 pounds.
About 1 pound.
Yeah!
All right, Laura, you got that, right?
Yes, I did.
All right, so Cappy and Mace have been eliminated. How many?
You know what we're going to do.
Yeah, let's go do it.
Let's go do it right
about
now.
About 2 pounds is what you're
exactly.
Do?
1 pound each.
Two more in a tiebreaker.
Okay, two more. Laura, you got to get both of these, so I'll go first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Another finish the lyric here. Rise up this morning, smiled with the rising sun, three little birds. Finish the lyric. Is it A, perched upon my doorstep, or B, pitched by my doorstep?
I will go A, perched upon my doorstep. Laura, you want to go B?
I'm going to go B, but I wanted to go A, but I'm going to go B.
It is B.
Okay,
oh,
Laura,
damn!
You're alive.
Oh, crap.
Right, it's 7-6. If you get this one, it forces the tie break. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Three of Bob's most famous sons, Damien, Ziggy, and Steven, all have well music careers.
Yes.
Who is the youngest of the three? Damien, Ziggy, or Steven Marley?
I think Damien's the... Oh, no, Ziggy's the oldest. I'm going to go Steven. Laura?
Do I have to go opposite? Yes,
yeah, but just pick one of the other two. Either Ziggy or Damien.
I'm going to go Ziggy.
Ooh, there's Damien.
Oh, I got to Laura.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, everybody can do the tiebreak.
Okay.
What's the tiebreak, Brian?
Bob Marley has the best-selling reggae album of all time. How many copies of the Legend album were approximately sold?
Okay. How many copies of the Legend album were approximately sold? I'm going to say, okay, I got it. I wrote down 77 million. Mace, what'd you write?
47 million.
Laura?
I'm really bad. 1.1 million.
Yeah, that's
Cappy.
Not right.
Cappy?
1.11.
1.111. Well, how much? What
you're right on the head, John. 75 million.
$75 million.
Wow. It was my day.
It was John's day.
It was your day.
Movie comes out next week, by the way.
Yeah. Supposed to be good. I'm excited for that. Stuff.
Yeah, can't wait.
That'll be the first time Michael Thompson sets foot in a movie theater.
You think he'll actually go to the theater and see it?
Well, he might wait, because he said when he went to a Bob Marley concert when he played in Portland, and he said he got a contact high.
You know, you could probably just get high at a Bob Marley concert back in the day. All right, let's hit the Super Stager. There we go. Everybody's in the house. Shadano's here. He's all decked out, ready for what game are you doing?
Clippers Pelicans tonight.
Clippers.
Oh, good game.
Pelicans.
Yeah, it is a good game.
Kawhi, Brandon Ingram. Ingram's coming off of a
41 point game in three quarters.
Yeah, wow. Probably his best game of the year. And Kawhi right now is playing better than anyone on earth.
Anybody want to go to the game?
Who's in?
I'm in.
I can't make
Cappy
it.
Cappy will be there.
Yeah, I'm going.
Can't make it.
I'm going to the game.
No.
If we're any other
Not
night.
Not tonight.
Yeah.
Not tonight.
Lex John goes to enough games.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going tomorrow night. Are you going tomorrow night?
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow
I'm
night.
I'm not. I'm leaving.
You're not going
to
go?
I go to too many games.
I'm with George.
I don't have to be there. I don't have to be there.
You don't have to be there. No,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not going if I don't have to be there.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go.
I don't have to be there, but I'm going.
Yeah, I don't have to be there either, but it seems like a cool night.
Hey,
See, but that's the difference.
Yeah.
You guys go because it seems like a cool night.
Right, right.
Not necessarily because you want to see the basketball.
You guys go because it's work.
Yeah, we go to make cash.
Yeah. I'm just going to caution everybody, and I'm letting everybody know right now. Lexus Club.
Oh, you're stealing plates?
Not stealing plates. I'm coming tonight.
Oh.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Is it still the Lexus Club when it's a Clippers game?
I think it's the Lexus Club all the time. Yeah, it's the Lexus Club all the time.
It's always the Lexus Club.
No matter what the event.
So 75 bucks a plate. You're going to go drop 75 bucks?
I didn't say I was going there to pay for food. I said I was going there.
Okay.
I do plan on eating.
Yes.
But as far as the $75, that's a whole other discussion.
Well, you're just going to... freebie? Is that what you're looking for?
I think like
the Skechers.
I think I figured it out. Yeah. I think I figured out what I did wrong last time.
Yes.
And now I think I figured out how I'm going to do it this time.
Well, the second plate is definitely a mistake.
Yes, but so is sitting there at the bar eating.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, when you take the plate and then you go sit in front of the bartender, that's not the smart move.
So I've never been at the... You're going to the suite, right?
Well, I mean,
I've never been. It's the hottest suite in town.
Right.
I've never been to the suite for a Clippers game.
Oh, yeah.
Is it, does it fill up? Is it as full as when it's a Lakers game?
Tonight it will be because it's
Zion,
kind of a big game.
Clippers, big game, national television.
Right.
Yeah. But no, it doesn't have the same buzz, not the same vibe.
I get that. Yeah, totally get it. So.
Boy, George, you're looking
sharp. You are looking sharp.
George, at this time tomorrow, the trade deadline will have passed. Who's the biggest name that's going to move?
I think Murray probably is the biggest name that moves.
Yeah.
I think all the big moves have been done already. Remember, Ananobi, Siakam, Rozier. Like, I think all that stuff is already done.
Would it not make sense for the Warriors to trade Klay?
No. Because I think you can get more for him in the offseason before his contract actually expires.
Hmm. Didn't think of that, but I'm thinking you got to get something for him if you're not going to
play
him
so
anymore.
Bad right now.
Yeah.
You're selling,
that's the other thing. You are
selling
low.
You cannot be selling any lower. It's not going to be lower than this in the offseason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably not.
So,
well, George got really smart, too, when he put on his glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like you asked him a question, he put on his glasses.
Ireland does the same. He puts on his glasses. Everybody looks smarter with glasses.
Well, because I can't see.
Right.
To read anything is like, impossible now. And by the way, it happened fast. Like, in the last 5 years. 5 years ago, I had great eyes. Now, can't see squat.
Let me see what you got. Now, are these readers or are these, like, prescriptions?
They're readers.
They're readers.
Have you ever got... You just steal my glasses and then you say it looks better, then you don't buy any glasses.
Here's what happened. I actually got readers. I have my own readers. But when I put them on, like, the full deal, like, I can't see 5 feet in front of me.
Mm. Well, put those on and see what they do for you.
Oh, yeah, these are nice.
By the way, you look good in those.
These are nice.
No, they do make you look smart.
Cappy, you look good in those.
By the way, I got to tell you, John, we got to clean these things
up. I know.
Holy God, man.
I know. It's, you know why?
Horrible.
It's because the 6-game road trip wearing those glasses, I haven't cleaned.
Gross. I'll clean it. Would you sneeze on them or something?
No, but oh, God, those are dirty.
They're gross.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I will clean them.
I don't know what I just caught by putting those on my face.
So
I got readers.
Yeah, you got readers.
And I don't really use them that much. But when I do use them, I have them down at the tip of my nose.
Right, because, like Ben Franklin.
Right, because I'm looking and I'm reading. But if I have them full on my face, and then I can't even see you. Mace. You would be so blurry 5 feet away.
Right.
So your glasses, though, are not readers,
they're
right?
Distance glasses.
And they're awesome.
Yeah, that's what I use like when I drive or want to look cool.
So like when next time you go to get glasses, can you order two pairs?
No.
One for me?
You should have your own prescription,
I don't
my friend.
Want my own prescription. I'll use yours.
Yeah. I've got a funky like astigmatism thing going on. There's like,
I didn't know you had astigmatism.
Yeah, no, I'm nearsighted. Actually, I'm no-sighted. I'm not good from near, and I'm not good from far.
Oh, no.
Well, but you,
I'm still sighted.
Other than that, you can see.
I'm still that's sighted, good. Which me is too. Good. Yeah. So tell me the Skechers have been fantastic. We wore them all day. What's the story with those? How did you get involved with the Skechers people?
Let's see. I got a really good buddy of mine who...
Manhattan Beach Company, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Is it really? Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I got a really good buddy of mine that works for them. And he said, you got to try these. And like everybody, I'm like, come on, those are not like, those are like old man shoes, right?
Right.
And he gave
Beto
me-
Beto says they're old man shoes
Of course
now.
He does. And he says they're old white guy shoes.
Old white guy shoes.
And, guilty.
Yep. Yeah. And I put them on-
We technically, I mean, by definition, are old white guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And I put them on my feet. They were the most comfortable shoes I ever wore. I'm like, I don't care, man. I will wear these religiously. And that's what I do.
What do you think of these glasses?
Dude, those are nice. Yeah, those are sharp good, looking. Right? That's a good looking.
Yeah,
they look good. Those look good.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I like
see
these.
Those. Let me check those.
Oh,
out.
You want to try my glasses? Yeah. All right, hand them around. There you go.
Let me see.
They're relatively clean, I think. But I wear those.
Give them to me. I'll clean them.
By the way, I wear those. They are for distance and for driving and stuff. But
it's unbelievable. I swear to God, like I'm at, I'd say like 75 to 80%. There's like a blurriness, just a little bit of blurriness.
Right,
5 feet
right, because it's too strong.
Put,
for
no,
you.
No. Put these on. It's well. First of all, now I can't see you, George, because you're too close to me.
Too right? close, right?
But looking out, everything is crystal clear.
Yes.
But when I take them off, there's a blurriness to them to my eyesight. Wow, these are amazing.
Yeah,
please
they're
get
great.
Two pairs.
I'm not going to get you two pairs. Just go to a prescription. Get a prescription. Your
oh
own.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I got to do something.
You can get it at Costco, for God's sake.
Yeah, I mean, I'll send you the prescription.
Yeah,
if
let
you
me know the prescription.
If you want to order from Warby Lenses or whatever that place is that they advertise on TV, I'm not sure.
Warby Parker?
I
have one pair of glasses from Warby Parker.
Do you, Warby Parker? They just crank them out.
Yeah, they do.
You need three pairs of glasses, they do three pairs
well,
of glasses.
Well, that's right. So get
they're
three
expensive.
And give me one.
Oh, are they expensive?
Yeah, I went in there thinking I was going to buy a bunch, and one pair cost me like $150.
How many pairs of glasses do you have
right now?
Yeah,
five.
I've got readers all over the house.
Yeah, me too.
There's just a reader in every.
I got one pair.
Just one pair.
Just one pair. Right.
Forget
now.
Them. Lose them.
I right now I'm holding on to them like they're gold.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Now are you excited for tomorrow?
I'm very excited.
Big show.
You know, I heard you guys today all day promoting tomorrow, and you guys are actually it's like. Coming to my house tomorrow.
Right, because I've not been to the Nixo Lounge.
Yeah.
I've stayed at
I've
the
not
East Central.
Been to the East Central.
Oh, my God.
I stayed there one night.
Well, that's how I found the East Central.
Yeah.
Is we were leaving a Laker game one night, and you said, well, I decided to get a hotel
that's
room.
That's right.
I said, where? You said, right there, the East Central. That's what prompted the relationship between us and East Central. So I'm in the ninth floor, which is the highest floor in the building.
You tell everybody exactly where you are.
Oh, he'll give him the room. He's in 906.
I mean, yeah, seriously. Yeah.
No, it's actually 907.
907, okay, 907. There you go. You want to stop by Cappy's room?
Yeah, so
maybe an after
wants
party.
To hang out tomorrow? Yeah. I'm in the highest floor tomorrow.
Okay.
Or tonight. And so, like, it's literally like coming over to my house.
Right.
So
this guys, is you where
guys,
you live.
Yeah, if you guys,
so
after the show, you guys
at this
want to
lounge,
party.
Cappy, are we going to be inside or outside?
Well, I assume we're going to set up outside.
Okay, so we should dress warmly.
Yeah, because but now it's covered,
okay.
But it is airy. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
You are outside, but you are covered.
Covered, okay.
It's kind of like SoFi Stadium. It's not a roof.
Right.
It's a cover.
Right, okay. You know? Got it.
Is it overrated like SoFi Stadium?
Oh, shut up.
The food's better.
Shut up.
I mean, the food at SoFi. Mason, I'm with you on the aesthetics of the place. I'm with you on... the visuals at the place, the sight lines. The stadium is great. Even the parking is not great, but it's not the worst I've been to. But the food is just, I couldn't believe.
I mean,
for all the money you spend, like I spent my actual money to go watch a game there two seasons ago.
Yes.
And they have bars everywhere, which was great.
There are a lot of bars.
Tons of bars. Had tons of options there. I tried four different styles of food.
Like, what were you trying?
So I tried some tacos.
And they just weren't good?
They were very, like, meh.
Okay.
I tried some sushi. It was just, like, okay.
Yeah.
None of it was good. We had, like, we split, like, a sandwich.
Yeah.
Just none of it felt like it was worth the money I was spending.
Here's the one thing I'll say. So only one time have I sat, like, regular seats. Because
you're not regular.
Because I have season tickets. And it was the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And we were losing the Super Bowl. Remember, Cincinnati had a lead.
Yep, okay.
We went and got... I was like, we're going to lose this thing. We spent so much money coming here. This is... We went and got pizza.
And?
It was lucky pizza. Because the Rams turned it around and won the game.
Oh, there you
so
go.
We believe the pizza is lucky at SoFi. Now, I'll say this. Kevin Demoff is a foodie. So he's very... He's very into this and wants the food to be really good. So they're working on it. It's not apparently not where it is so far.
I have said many times, eventually they'll get it right.
No, they will, but it's just been, I've been there now twice on my own dime.
Yep.
And I have been disappointed with the food.
Yeah. See, if you don't go on your own dime and you go into the 710 suite at SoFi, food's awesome.
Food is awesome.
Food's great there.
Laura says the food you have is good because you have...
Those special fancy PSL tickets, you can go to like those.
But for us commoners that have to go find our own food, it's not good.
Well, I'm
you go to
say.
Like what, like the equivalent,
yeah, we have a closed off area,
the equivalent to the dugout club or whatever with the Dodgers.
Correct. I have one. I have seats like that. So we have
you got those nice
delicious
chairs
stuff.
Too. Yeah,
there's shrimp and there's.
It's like almost like your massage chair.
There's one of those things where they slice the
like a meat slicer,
the meat slicing thing, with the horseradish and the prime rib, that kind of thing.
That's nice.
So they've got that. So I don't really. I only once have I sat not in those seats.
Yeah. So you have an upgraded view of the stadium.
Correct.
When you're a star, like you two gentlemen are stars, as voted on by your own peers. I mean, A, going into the Hall of Fame, and B, today. The number three major market midday program.
But you've never been number one other than that one time.
Yeah.
Can you guys believe that Mason doesn't remember that we were number one in 2017?
Well, I remember because you made such a big deal about it.
Apparently, he's already forgotten.
You made such a huge deal about it because you were saying, like, this is when I worked with Keyshawn and LZ. You were like, well, you guys weren't number one or something like that. You were having some fun with us.
Right.
And you like paraded around the studio.
Mace, did you watch?
You peacocked.
I don't recall it. I do not recall that.
Mace, did you
not
watch?
Yet.
You didn't watch The Greatest Night
not
in
yet.
Pop.
It's tonight.
God.
It's tonight.
Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night.
Oh, it's like my favorite song.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable.
So you're going to love it.
No, we're definitely watching it. Apparently, I'm Waylon Jennings. Yeah. I don't exactly know why, but apparently I'm Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, Morales has correctly identified Mason as Waylon Jennings and himself as Al Jarreau.
I'm the Al Jarreau of the place. But did you say Kevin Demoff is a foodie on our air?
Yeah, he is a foodie.
So you would think he would take care of that over there.
I think he's trying. I think he's working at that.
Oh, okay.
As successful as Kevin is, he does not have $1 billion to change the food options.
Yeah, but no,
stadium.
Kevin has been on. We asked him about the food when he was on the show. He said, "I'm
a
foodie. I'm embarrassed."
To his credit,
he's embarrassed.
Kevin did not duck it.
Yeah,
Kevin said.
Well, but don't they deal with like one of those like big like
vendory kind of things?
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's part of the problem.
But for as much money as people like Mace are paying for those seats, they've got to fix the food. And they've got to fix the parking.
Yeah.
And once
well, there's
that,
no fixing the parking. You've put a gigantic football stadium
it
in
is
the middle
what it
of
is.
A. Yeah, I mean, the parking is what the parking
there
is.
There are worse places. Trust me.
Dodger Stadium.
I personally think Dodger Stadium's the worst.
Oh, my God.
Dodger Stadium might be the worst in the history
of
sports.
You can be stuck there forever.
Yeah, it's taken me 2 hours to get
out of it. Foxborough Stadium, actually, if you've ever
been there.
The worst, and it's also
Rose Bowl not good.
Rose Bowl's not good either.
Yeah, Morales, what is your wry smile about?
It's just fun. Kevin Demoff is a foodie. I'm going to bring that up 47 times this afternoon.
Good.
Also, how great is Sedano's skin? I mean, up close like this. I haven't talked to him all day. I missed him. He didn't call me today.
Sorry, I figured you were busy.
Chris, you're very color coordinated today. The pink and the red, it's all working.
Wednesday's a Sunday
swagger. Did you have a little pink for you, too?
Oh, did you have a swagger meeting today? Because
no.
I would hire you as a Sunday swagger model.
It's just,
outfit.
You know, we're staying at East Central, and I don't like to do my hair in different locations more than once or twice because it takes a lot of work to get
it takes
that
quality.
To get the puff.
Oh, my God.
What are you like?
To get the wave breaking 3-5 in the northwesterly swell.
Are you Christian Bale in American Hustle with the sort of.
Oh, yeah.
That whole
highly underrated performance.
Oh, it's a great performance.
Oh, yeah.
The whole scene where he's fixing his hair is just.
Sometimes I have to.
The two greatest hair scenes, that and Bill Murray and
Bill
Kingpin.
Bill Murray and Kingpin.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
some
dude.
Great hair.
Sometimes when we're at
the whole rollover thing.
Yes.
Going.
Sometimes when we're at East Central, I have to call Cappy from his room to come in and help me with it.
Oh, help
although we're on
hair?
Different floors. Yeah. They made a big deal last night. We're sorry, Mr. Yeah. Cappy.
Cappy's apparently on the 9th floor.
I'm on the 8th.
Yeah, on the 8th. So if you want to find these guys.
Yeah, we're easy to find.
Yeah, tomorrow, go knock on all the doors on the 8th floor and the 9th floor, and eventually either Chris
you're
or
gonna,
somebody
will
answer.
Open.
Yes. And by the way, speaking of Sedano's skin, I'm going to explain coming up why his skin is in the kind of shape that it's in.
Okay.
All right? Because a lot of it played out last night over dinner.
But isn't
with
it?
Your, with your
wait,
food?
The two of you had dinner last night?
Yeah, did
three of us.
Did you go to the
we
Mexican
to El Cholo.
Restaurant right
here? Yeah, El Cholo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I saw you. I saw a post where you got the fajitas and there was
the fajitas were steaming and it was all in my face.
Yeah. We smoked.
I'm doing fajitas tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way,
Chili's.
Do you want to know why Shadano's
got Ireland picked it?
Want to know why Shadano's got great skin? Because he's like 20 years younger than us. That's part of it.
That's not true.
That helps.
He's 10 years younger than you,
no,
is he not?
Almost.
No, he's not.
What? How old are you?
I don't know. 35.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no. Shadano's younger than everybody.
That helps.
Yeah,
that does help.
It does make a difference.
And even he's wearing glasses. Boy, in a year, I'm not going to be able to see anything.
Exactly. I gave up a year ago. Yeah. I said, I need
the
readers.
I'm with you, man.
It's a losing cause.
I was like literally trying to read stuff while I was on the air, and I'm like, nah, forget it.
4:15.
That's it.
No, stop.
We're back tomorrow. We're back tomorrow.
By the way, I told you I'm going to get fajitas.
I like Mason's coordination there today. I like that sweater with
sharp.
That shirt.
Yeah, I kind of worked at that. Yeah.
Worked at that
matches
a little
your hair
bit.
Like an adult.
Yeah, I'm been grown up now.
Yeah.
My daughter.
You're still going with the facial hair though. I see.
I'm tired of shaving.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna have scruff.
Do you like the scruff? Do you keep it scruff? Like, do you shave it down to be scruff, or are you not shaving?
No,
at all?
I just take the shaver and I go whoop, whoosh,
one time,
whoosh,
like
one
above.
Time, just to get rid of some of it,
and
then I
go
a little bit of scruff.
Out,
exactly, huh? Exactly. Mm. All right, you know what I like to say?
Yeah,
that this time I mean it. Okay. We're back tomorrow at 1:00. Very special day. We're live at the Nixo Lounge.
Yeah, come see us at the Nixo Lounge.
Yeah, come hang out with us at the East Centro Hotel.
Yeah,
Cappy's home away from
Cappy's on the ninth.
Floor.
Yeah, Cappy's on the ninth. Morales is on the eighth. Come say hi. Cappy and Shadano and Cappy coming up next, 710 ESPN.